Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. And April is the month of the young child. And we thought it would make sense to recognize this month by talking about PlayWorks, which serves kids through school partnerships, out-of-school providers, and community organizations through on-site services, professional development, and digital support. Hundreds of AmeriCorps members and staff have improved the well-being of children through play. And backed by significant momentum, PlayWorks is exploring new ways to help schools make the most of playtime. To talk with us about that and so much more is the new executive director at PlayWorks. He's named Marketing Whiz by Black Enterprise. Vincent C. Kirkwood is a marketing, business, and education and sports expert, earning his bachelor's and master's degrees from Wayne State University. Vincent is currently pursuing an educational doctorate degree from Concordia University in Chicago, where his focus is on sports leadership. Please welcome him to It's Your Community. How are you, Vincent?
Hi, Vanessa. I'm doing great today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being with us. And congratulations on your new role as executive director. What inspired you to want to pursue this position?
Well, thank you, Vanessa, for that. I appreciate it. This has been I've been here at PlayWorks for about 5 months now, and it has been a fantastic ride so far. And, you know, my previous role was focused on for-profit marketing. I dealt with some sports, DEI, culture and education. But in this role, I'm more focused on how I can better our communities here in Southeastern Michigan and Southwestern Michigan. And we're doing that through PlayWorks, through physical activity, through healthy recess, and things like that throughout the schools that we serve and the students within our population that we're serving. So it's been really, really great in this role so far.
So to give our listeners a background on PlayWorks who may not be familiar with it, give us the history.
Absolutely. So PlayWorks was started about 25 years ago in Oakland, California. And since then, we've expanded to, I believe it's 16 different states that we service. My focus is on Michigan and Northern Ohio. We've been kind of penetrating that area in Northern Ohio as well. But we focus on Michigan, Southwest, and Southeast. And the whole purpose of PlayWorks is to focus on safe and healthy play for children ages K through five. So we help schools and youth programs create recess and play environments where every child can join in. There's no exclusion. We focus on anti-bullying, social and emotional learning, and things like that. So we want all kids to experience the social, emotional, and physical benefits of actually playing at recess.
You know, and you have a great background in understanding, Vincent, the value of play when it comes to building relationships and building teams and teamwork and leadership, and especially when it comes to sports. So can you elaborate on that for us, on the value of what kids learn from just playing?
Oh my goodness. And I'll be honest with you, I've got two kids, 4 and 8. And before I took this role, we focused on playing. That was part of our regular, you know, everyday tradition. But I'm realizing in this role that not everyone has that access to recess and that development. And it's so important to have that. Recess serves as a necessary break for, you know, the rigors of concentrated academic challenges in the classroom. And we need that. And a lot of times we don't realize, we just push, you know, math, science, reading, arithmetic, things like that. But those are all great and those are all well needed. But sometimes we need a break from those. And we do that through healthy and safe recess. Equally important is that safe and well-supervised recess offers cognitive, social, emotional, physical benefits that may not be, you know, fully appreciate it when a decision is made to get rid of it. If we look in the classrooms in across the state and other states as well, recess is kind of one of the things where you kind of get punished. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you don't get to go to recess. And that is the narrative that we're trying to eliminate within our schools, because recess is a unique form. It's unique and it complements all of the other things that that you're learning within the classroom and that you're working to build with these students and their development.
And we know that there's research out there that too, that physical activity actually helps clear the mind. You know what I mean? It helps calm the nerves. So can you speak to that? How it helps the overall well-being of a child?
Yeah, that's great. So let me just share this with you. With our, at Playworks, we created a coalition back in 2021, I believe it was. And that coalition focuses on all of the research that has been done on recess and how it can better develop students, young people, and things like that. And our study found that 20% of K through five students in Michigan receive less than the recommended 20 minutes of outdoor recess each day. Now, that recommendation comes from the CDC. And if you look at the number 20%, that represents more than 100,000 students that are really not getting the access to recess. 14% of K through five students in Michigan, that they don't have recess every day. So whatever reason it is, they don't get to go outside every day and have access to recess, to play, to, you know, physical activity. We also learned that rural schools are more likely to restrict or remove recess as a disciplinary tactic. And then lastly, urban schools, the access to recess is typically restricted, and it is less likely recess is offered outdoors. So, you know, we talked about how beautiful, you know, it is outside. We don't have access. Our students aren't getting the access to play outdoors every day. And those are some of the things that we're trying to change. Understanding, you know, this is not just numbers I'm thinking of, but a whole coalition was formed to focus on this. And there's so many things that you can do as parents and as school administrators. Something as simple as walking or biking every day, you know, walking the dog, dancing, stretching, you know, low cost sports camps and rec centers and things like that. So all of those things play into the opportunity to have healthy and safe recess.
We're talking with Vincent Kirkwood. He is the executive director of Playworks. And in terms of the kids you serve in Michigan, how many do you serve? And then, you know, for people listening to Vincent, how can they partner with you if a school administrator, a principal, and they want to work with you? How does that work?
Absolutely. So we are serving in 35 schools right now in southeastern and southwestern Michigan. That is about 13 school districts. And through that, through those 35 schools and those 13 districts, we're serving roughly 15,000 students in Southeast Michigan and Southwestern Michigan. And I, you know, when I think about those numbers, they're kind of staggering to me that we've done something here at Playworks. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to take this position, is because of the impact. I mean, we are really impacting students, families, by great numbers. And my goal is to continually increase that. We've had partners that we've worked with in the past 6 months that have been super advocates of recess and physical activity. The Detroit Lions, we hosted our flag football jamboree there at the Lions practice facility.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was back in January. Uh-huh. And the Lions Foundation has been a really, really big supporter of Playworks. We worked with the Pistons on our women's basketball jamboree at the Pistons practice facility. We've got other supporters as well that have really helped us. So if you want to be a part of Playworks, or if you're a school administrator or a teacher or someone that wants to donate, feel free to look at our website. It's playworks.org. And then it'll take you to the Michigan site. I'm open to, you know, you calling me directly at, you know, or emailing me at vincent.kirkwood@playworks.org, because we can, you know, set something up. We can customize your experience. We can get your staff, your team out. We can give you free resources on how to implement recess at home. You know, if you have homeschool students in your school, I mean, there's
Oh, that's cool. Oh, you work with homeschoolers too? Wow, because that's a growing area.
Absolutely. It really is. Yeah. It really is. And if you think about it, those students who are homeschooled, they need the physical recess, the physical activity as well, as a necessary break from their rigor, even at home.
Yeah, now that's a good point. And we'll put a link to the website on the archive section of It's Your Community at our website, WJR's website. So you can go to link to the interview here with Vincent and get a link to their website as well. Vincent, so tell us about the research study that you guys conducted.
Absolutely. So I shared a little bit of information. So the Coalition for Michigan School Children's Right to Play surveyed elementary school administrators across the state. And we, what we were looking for is seeking to determine the state of play in Michigan and what that looks like so we can address it properly within legislation and things like that. So among the findings, I shared a little bit about the 40% of K through five students in Michigan that don't have access to recess every day. And then the 20% of K through five students in Michigan that don't get the recommended 20 minutes. And let me just add in here that the recommendation is to get 60 minutes of physical activity and recess, not an hour of recess, but 20 minutes of recess in schools. But there's an additional 40 minutes that the CDC recommends for us to give access to our kids. And I mentioned earlier, walking, stretching, just being outside, being indoors and dancing around in the living room. I mean, there's a lot of ways to be physically active. But through the findings, the coalition offered a number of best practices and recommendations for recess and for physical activity. And one is recess should not be removed as a form of punishment. We know that that happens at schools in Michigan, and we're trying to prevent that. Recess should occur for a minimum of 20 minutes daily in the class, in school, and with the addition of the 40 minutes throughout the day beyond recess. There should be no more than 18 kids per one adult on the playground during recess. That's one that was that kind of stood out to me. Recess and play should provide opportunities for valuable social and emotional learning. There should be clear rules and community norms by all students, and you know, to help utilize and maximize time for play. A safe environment on the playground should be created by implementing safety measures. You know, so, you know, the playground should be a safe place. There shouldn't be, you know, ripped playscapes and play equipment and things like that. A recess should be held in even inclement weather. And that's where we talk about, well, if, you know, if it's raining outside, we kind of just throw them in the classroom and then it's movie day. But there are things that we provide and resources that we provide to get the kids moving, even in an indoor setting. Adults and educators should be actively engaged through the duration of recess, through play and physical activity. And then lastly, student voice and choice should be honored by giving students the autonomy and leadership to lead others and select from a variety of games at recess that are inclusive and that are fair. And those games are things that we at Playwork introduces to teachers. We introduce that to students, and we give them the opportunity to choose what they want to do as far as a physical activity. So those are some of the things that we've been able to put together through our research study over the last couple of years.
I love the approach of helping kids be leaders and picking out the games they're going to play. I mean, those are skills that will transcend into their future, you know, their careers of learning leadership and building teams.
And you're absolutely right, Vanessa. And in addition to that, we have something at Playworks called the Junior Coach Leadership Program. And what that is students that we recognize that are leaders that other students listen to, we kind of gather them together, and they are considered our junior coach leadership participants. And they help the play workers that are there, the AmeriCorps coaches, the staff, gather the students. They kind of give the recommendations. They act as leaders on the playground. If there's a situation, they're one of the first to step in and say, hey, this shouldn't be, you shouldn't be doing it this way. Or even, you know, we work on our language, good job, nice try, things like that. And that is what we implement with our junior coach leadership program. And it's been really, really good to be a part of that.
You mentioned, Vincent, about rules. And we know historically, you know, there's been a lot of bullying on playgrounds for decades, you know, since God knows how long, you know what I mean? Bullying has happened probably since the beginning of time. But playground is, it was one of the places where bullying happens a lot. How does, and you mentioned that earlier, how does Playworks address that issue?
Absolutely, absolutely. So part of it is having a play. So let me back up. If you remember in when I was in school and in recess, it was just like a free for all. You just go outside. The teachers are just out there, but they're not really paying that much attention.
Yeah, that's what it was like for me too. Yep.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
A lot of us.
Exactly. So, you know, you have opportunities for more bullying and more things to go on when you feel that your teacher or your noon aide or lunch aide is not necessarily concentrating on you specifically. What we do at Playworks is we kind of have a curriculum of games and activities and things that we do that where you don't have the opportunity to focus on bullying. And we have a Playworks coach that is right there at every moment. And we're playing games and we're using language, as I mentioned, good job, nice try. You know, the first thing that happens on the playground when you lose is you're out. But we try not to have that kind of language. We try to say, oh, good job, or oh, nice try, or thanks for playing, or, you know, in teaching students that language is really important as opposed to you're out, because that could stir up feelings of anger, that can stir feelings of disillusion, things like that. So we try to focus on that on the playground and play games that are really focused on inclusion and learning and leadership and communication. So that's one of the ways that we try to prevent bullying on our recess floor, yeah, on our recess classroom, I should say.
Yeah. We're talking with the executive director of Playworks, Vincent Kirkwood, with us here on It's Your Community. And Vincent, you were named Marketing Whiz by Black Enterprise. Tell us a little bit about that. How did that come to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So in my previous role, I focused on a lot of experiential marketing campaigns. As you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, I have a lot of experience within sports. I got my degree from Wayne State University, undergrad and grad in sports management. And, you know, I have been working with organizations like the NHL and ASICS and other groups that focused on how to grow their marketing. And I was a part of that for a long time, about 12 years working with MRA, Experiential Marketing Company. And through some of the projects that I worked on, the campaigns, they just become recognizable. And then that is how, you know, Black Enterprise recognize me in that role of marketing. But I will say just recently in doing this work, I was named 40 under 40 for Oakland County. And that's been great because now we're recognizing me, not just me, but the work that's being done in Oakland County and in Wayne County, Macomb County, and Genesee County of how we're impacting students. And that means a little bit more to me because when we're working with these organizations and working on development and cultivating our board, all of that is for impact to more students. So it, you know, when someone gives us $10, when someone gives us $10,000, all of it is going to, you know, our staff trying to operate and impact more and more students. And that's our goal, is to have every kid and every, you know, at every level and every stage have access to recess. So that's what we're working on.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, Vincent, how important is collaboration? We talk a lot here on It's Your Community about connecting, communicating, and collaborating with the local community. How important is that for Playworks and the work that you do?
It's vital. It's vital because, you know, administrators and school staff are looking for opportunities. They're looking for ways to grow their student and to better develop their student. And sometimes, you know, you go to conferences and you go to professional development and you don't always find the best way, but through Playworks and through word of mouth, we are able to get into, as I mentioned, we're in 35 schools. That has only happened because of the positivity that we've received from other school administrators or partners telling other schools about us, or even parents saying, hey, I want my student to have access to recess, and I don't want them to have it taken away all the time. Let me go talk to administration and tell them about Playworks and the work that you guys do. We've gotten, schools that way, just from parents wanting to better their development of their child. So it's vital, the community relationships and the community partners. As it relates to development, we are a nonprofit, so we're raising money all the time to continue to implement this curriculum, this recess curriculum, this access to play for all of the students that we serve. So, you know, all the dollars that we get, we put on fundraisers, we do end of the year campaigns, and we try to spread the word to our community partners and development people and those in the neighborhood to say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is deeper than just even the physical activity, but it's the social, it's the emotional learning that comes along with it and the opportunity for them to even better themselves in other academic areas. And that's how important this physical activity and this access to physical activity is for a well-rounded individual student.
So, Vincent, I started the interview here talking about April being the month of the young child. How does it tie into the work Playworks does? And how do you highlight that this month of April?
Absolutely. So in the month of April, we are doing a girls basketball jamboree. And if you know me, one of the check-in questions we say is, if you know me, you would know that I am a huge advocate of women in sports, women athletes, women administrators. So this month we're doing a women's basketball jamboree, and we're bringing in K-5 students, our female students, to come into the Pistons practice facility. We've teamed up with the Detroit Pistons, and we're having a basketball jamboree. So over the last 6 weeks, we've been working with our recruiting girl basketball players to learn the skills, and then they're able to showcase them in front of their parents, in front of their, you know, in front of their guardians on later in the month to showcase what they've learned with the Detroit Pistons. So we're really excited about that. And that's a way that we are focused on the, you know, April being the month of the young child to continue development, to continue to advocate and to continue to show them ways that they can be active through physical activity. And we're using basketball this month as a way to do that. So we're excited about this month. We're deep into our programming. You know, school's out in June, but you know, we're only in April. So we've got a ton of things to do this month, next month, the month of June, to get us ready and make sure that we're getting the access to that physical activity, not just in the month of the young child, but every other month that we're in the schools as well.
We've been talking to the executive director at Playworks, Vincent Kirkwood, has been with us here on It's Your Community. Vincent, before we let you go, we have a couple minutes left of the show with you. What else do you want to share with our listeners?
You know, we have a one of the things that we're working on here at Playworks is legislation to, I don't like to use the word mandate recess, but to implement recess as a part of the school curriculum. And we've been working with state reps to come, you know, in the different districts to come over to the schools and see the work that is being done at Playworks. And we've had several site visits from different state reps, community members and representatives. And it has been fantastic to see that now we're able to show them that this is what we're doing. Playworks in 2023, just a couple months ago, we were able to secure an appropriation from the state to increase the number of students that were impacted, get into more schools and things like that. So that is one of the things that we're working on is legislation and language around making sure recess is accessible and we enter it into the school curriculum at every school that we're at, every school in the state of Michigan. And that is a continued process that we're working on, but the state reps and all these individuals that have come in and been able to be a part of our recess program have enjoyed what they've seen. They've seen the impact. And I believe we've got some advocates in the House and in the Senate that are going to help us accomplish this goal.
Vincent Kirkwood, thank you so much for joining us here on It's Your Community.
Thank you, Vanessa. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for coming on Playworks. You can find out more by going to their website. If you have any questions or comments or topics you want me to get to, you can reach out to me, Vanessa Denha Garmo, in various ways. You can go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching and email me there, or you could go to private message me on LinkedIn or Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. You can also find me on Twitter and on Instagram. As always, we remind all of you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your local community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.